Mayors did not come up with the locally executed, state-managed, and federally supported approach that President Trump has adopted for combating the coronavirus, but they are the frontline commanders. Maureen Groppi, reporter at USA Today, says while governors have been in the spotlight, mayors have been seeing up close every day how much longer, say, a neighborhood bar and grill can go without customers before it must permanently close, how many masks the senior center has left, how long the food bank lines are, and how many of their own employees might soon be out of a job. Maureen set this up.
Well, I wanted to take a look at how mayors are dealing with the coronavirus. There's been a lot of attention paid to governors recently, but not as much attention to mayors. And mayors are really the closest to this pandemic. They're the ones who are, they're closer in their communities. They're seeing every day what's happening in terms of whether masks are needed, how the testing is going, how much longer businesses can stay afloat, and they're much more accessible to constituents. You can, you know, stop them in the grocery store and complain or express concerns about what's going on. So that's what I wanted to see, how they're dealing with this, and particularly because President Trump has said his approach to the pandemic is that it's federally supported, state managed, and locally executed. Mm-hmm. So I wanted to look at what that local execution looks like.
Boy, and as some pointed out, I guess, things that are not in the job description when you're a mayor in crisis, things like counselor or visionary, right? Things you're not trained for, I presume.
Right. The Mayor Barnett, Brian Barnett of Rochester Hills, Michigan, he's both the mayor of that community, but he's also the head of the National Conference of Mayors right now. And that was the comment that he made that, you know, it's not just that they are making these tough decisions for their communities about whether to lay off their own city workers, what kind of reopening to have, how to manage all this, but they're also the leaders in the spiritual sense. He sees them as being responsible for helping their communities get through this, keep their spirits up, and be optimistic, and have a plan for, you know, what this is going to look like on the other side. He says that's a big part of what he's trying to do in his own community.
Boy, and you opened the story by talking about Nan Whaley, the mayor of Dayton, Ohio, who hasn't gotten a break in, it seems, forever.
Right. Right. So that was kind of interesting because, you have another mayor I talked in the story from Madison, Wisconsin. She's in her first year of being a mayor, which has its own challenges. You know, you don't get much time, she said, in normal mayor times before the pandemic hit. But then you have Mayor Nan Whaley of Dayton, Ohio. Just a year ago, she was dealing first with a series of tornadoes in her city, and then in August, a mass shooting, you know, which is horrific to deal with. And she said two things about the comparison of that were interesting. One is that as bad as those crises were last year, that one difference with the pandemic is this is a much longer crisis that she has to pace herself because she knows that the challenges of this are going to last much longer. But on the positive side, she feels less alone going through this than she might have with the tornadoes or the mass shooting, because now she and her fellow mayors across the country, they're all dealing with the same challenges, and they're all trying to figure this out together. She and other mayors said they regularly consult with each other, boost each other's spirits, share ideas, and one of the comments that I have in the story from her is that she's never felt closer to her fellow mayors, and I heard that from other mayors as well.
We're speaking with Maureen Groppi, reporter at USA Today. Her piece is called Facing Death Threats and No Pay. Mayors are the frontline commanders of the coronavirus pandemic. Who's foregoing salary? Who's facing death threats?
Oh, on the salary front, the mayor of Albany, New York, Kathy Sheehan, she decided on her own. She said she's lucky enough that she can rely on her husband's salary, and she makes a little bit under $135,000 a year, and the budget crisis facing her city she thought was so great that she's not going to take a salary for the rest of the year, and she, like other mayors across the country, are really hoping that the federal government will pass legislation giving financial assistance to state and local governments to make up for the shortfalls in their budget because their revenues have dropped off. They rely on sales tax revenue and other types of revenue that have just fallen off the cliff. The House passed a bill that had money like that in there that their state and local governments are hoping to see, but the Senate has taken a slower approach. They want to see how things are going, how much is when states reopen, whether things start to improve, and also whether some of the money that has been they've already approved, what the impact of that will be before they pass more funding. But this mayor said she doesn't have much time to wait for the federal government to act. She has to make decisions now about how to fill these budget caps, and that's going to mean, since most of their costs from our city is employees, that's going to mean furloughing or laying off workers and cutting services that they just can't sustain with these big budget holes.
Thanks, Maureen. Maureen Grappi, reporter at USA Today.
America's First News is online all the time. Follow us on Twitter at This Morning Show. Like us on Facebook or send us an email. This Morning at CompassMediaNetworks.com.